Is Ribbis She'enoi Bo Miad Loiva Lamalva. And that is the Gemara of Samech Teso Medbeis, that the Issa Ribbis is only when it is between the lender and the borrower. But if the Ribbis does not come, Miad Loiva Lamalva, there is no Issa. And this halacha is discussed at great length in Kuv Samech, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvov, Tezayin, and different variations. The Mordechai, Bava Metzia Shin Lamed Ches, quotes Rashi that there is no Isser, Ribbis Al Yedei Shliach. So when a person makes a Shliach, could you borrow money for me from Pliny, and then he sends the ribbis al yidei shliach? That is permissible because it's not libis shabu miyad loiva malva, and it's not a halvoa shabu miyad malva loiva because ein shliach le devar averes. So we don't say shlichoi shalodim kemoisoi. Many poiskim disagree very forcefully with the psak of Rashi, and we will try to understand the basis of this psak. So the Mordechai quotes Tshuvas Rashi, and today we do have Tshuvas Rashi, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. Oid Matzosi b'Tshuvas Rashi, the Shorah Yisrael Amei Melachavra Yisrael, Leich Veleveli Mois Meploini Yisrael Beribis. Vegam Tovi Loi, הריבס, דלא יעשה תאיר הריבס הבו מיד לאי וליד מלווה, וגם השליח לא יעשה שום איסו, דהי ריבס לעבדי דהו. So, ultimately, he's not getting the halvoa, and he's not paying the ריבס, and therefore the שליח has no איסו, ואי משום שלוחה של אודם כמו איסו, יוקאי מלון דאין שליח הדבר הווירה לסחייב שלחוי, ואין לפרסם הדובר. So Rashi gave a psak, and he stipulated ein lefarsim adova, which in itself is a big chiddush. So we do find in the Gemara various different sources dova ze osel omroi b'fnei ha'maoretz, and Rashi wrote ein lefarsim adova, which also necessitates why ein lefarsim adova. If it's mutar, then what's wrong with the heta v'lamu ein lefarsim hadova? So the Mordechai quotes Rashi. Obviously, it is Rashi. The Ramo, Sifta Zayin. Let's have a look at the exact formula of the Ramo. So in Kuv Samech, Sifta Zayin, the Ramo writes, Yesh Oimrim. דמות על יסול או עם החבר יסול איך והל ולי מויס מפלוין יסול בריבס ומות על לוסס אחר כך הריבס ושליח להביא אלוי דלו יעשו תר הריבס אבו מיד לא בלו הרבל ו and he quotes the lotion of Rashi that we just read a moment ago ואין לפרסם הדובן בפני עם האורץ. I don't remember whether the lotion of the Mordechai is בפני עם האורץ or not, or that is the addition of the Ramo, because in the Rashi I have Tshuvas Rashi, and I think this is quoted from the Mordechai. He writes Ein lefarsim hadavar, but obviously the Ramo's interpretation is Ein lefarsim hadavar mipnei amaoretz. V'chein ikar v'yaf agav yesh mefatpekim behet hazeh v'machmirim la'osroi yesh lismoich olov b'sha'as hatzorach. מכל מקום, אם הלוי וקיבל המועס בעצמו ממנה המלווה, רק ששולח לו הריבס, that is definitely also. What would be the din if the שליח is the שליח of the מלווה, not the שליח of the לוי? Because in the basic formula of Rashi, quoted in the Mordechai, שולח לי ישראל עמי מלך עברי, לך ולווה לי מועס מפלוני. Would the din be different if it is the מלווה that initiates, and he is the one, Tshuvas HaRivash, Simen Shin Hei, clearly says that that would be a prohibition, and it wouldn't be different than Moshe Yisrael Shaviyad Goy, even though the Goy is technically the person giving the money, but because the money isn't his, the money belongs to a Jew, and that is Ribis Ktsusa, and that is the din we learn in Kuf Samech Tes, Sif Chav Dalet. Oivik Yechom She'osa Li Yisrael Apetropes Al Nechosov, Muta Lilvis Memeni Beribis, Yisrael She'osa Lo Yivik Yechom Apetropes Al Nechosov, Osa Lilvis Memeni Beribis, Gam Zet, Olim Yishach Laizolov. So even though Ein Shliach Lenochli, what would be the difference between Ein Shliach Aval Aveira or Ein Shliach Lenochli? If the money belongs to a Jew, it's Jewish money, even though technically it is the apotropos who was a non-Jewish apotropos transferring the money, and that is Ribis Ktsusa, nobody disagrees with that then. Why would this be different? So according to the Rivash, the Heter is only Shliach Shel Oiva, not Shliach Shel Hamalva. Chavizda Sif Kotn Ches agrees with this argument, Machne Ephraim, Chuvas Maram Shik. However, the Ramo, it's very clear, same din would be by Shliach Hamalva, because the Ramo continues and he writes, Avalam Shliach Hamalva, Hilva Laloiva Beribis Vaosa Shtar Al Shem Hamalva, Havakilu Hilva Loya Malva Atzmai Vioso. So, we're clearly talking about Shliach Hamalva. And Afro Piken, it's only also because also Shtar Al Shem Hamalva, Mavua Bedivre Aramo, and also Chuvas Marik. Chuvas Marik Sharish Yud Zayin is one of the sources of this psak. And the Marik clearly speaks about Shliach Aloiva or Shliach Hamalva, and they would have the same din. Some say Rashi would disagree with that halacha as well, and the Rivash doesn't fit in with the Ramah, and the Ramah is Cholek al HaRivash. So one of the questions is, would this din be specifically only if the Shliach is a Shliach Shel Aloiva, or it would be the same if the Shliach is a Shliach Shel Hamalva? And this brings us to the question, how do we understand this halacha? So Rashi says, Ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and therefore, the shach, in a kodesh hakesef, quotes a Taz. Taz disagrees with the Ramo. Kiven d'amrinen ein shliach l'dvar aveira, havela kilu lova mois min ha-shliach, V'arribis sheshloach l'malva, lav ribisu. So, the shach in Akudas HaKesef, and the same in Mishnah HaMelech, Perekei, Alochi Yudalid, they explain, Kiven she'en shliach ha'dvar aveira, it is as if the shliach is the loiva. And he took a loan for himself, and he is a loiva from the malva, and he is a malva to the loiva. And that is why it is ribis shaloi bo miyad loiva lamad malva, because mikivan she'ein shliach ledvar avera, it is considered as if the shliach took a loan for himself, even though we know ultimately he never asked for a loan, he's not using the money. But sometimes Reuven takes a loan from Shimon, and he wants to help Levi with that loan. So he took the loan not for himself, but for Levi. But still, he is the one that took the loan. Kivan she'ein shaliach ledvar aveira. So that is the understanding of the Shach, of the Mishnah Lamelech. So when it comes to pay back the ribis, and he uses the same shaliach, why wouldn't we say, so both are oiva in ribis? Because the loiva took a loan from the shaliach, and then the loiva is giving money back to the shaliach. That is ribis number one. And the shaliach took a loan from the malva, and he is giving the money back to the malva. So why aren't both oiva be'isa ribis? And that is a kasha that many achroinim ask on the Ramo and Rashi, and therefore they disagree. Though the response would need to be that regarding paying the ribis, the shliach is only what we define as masakov ba'alma. But regarding taking the loan, it is not masakov ba'alma, because only the recipient of the loan is meshabed nechosav and meshabed atzmoi to pay, and therefore, regarding taking the loan, ein shliach edvar aveira, and we do not say that there is no need for shlichus. But paying the loan, everybody would agree there's no need for shlichus, and therefore, that it would not be considered a double loan or a double payment. So regarding taking the loan, we say the shliach is the borrower from the malva, and the loiva, the ultimate loiva, the mishaleach, borrowed from the shaliach. And therefore, when he pays directly to the malva, that would not be considered ribis shebu miyad loiva liyad malva, because, and we would not say, if he pays ali de shaliach, then both are loiva beribis, because...
In regards to the shlichas to pay the ribis, so... Once there's no halvah from the first person directly to the loiva, so then, and there's someone in the middle, so there's two halvahs, so now the loiva can make a shliach to give money to the original malva, because he doesn't owe him any money. So let there be shlichas, it doesn't make a difference. It's not a shliach v'dvar aveira. I don't owe him any money, I didn't take halvah from him.
But why wouldn't we say that the loiva, when he pays ribis to the shliach, he is paying ribis to his malva?
Because I made him a shliach to give money to someone else. I didn't
and
say
shliach is not aveira.
There's no aveira.
There is an aveira.
He's allowed to give. The person who ended up with the money in the end can give money to the original owner because he never took alba from him.
He could pay. He could give
so
the aliyah.
Say like there's no shliach.
So the other payment is malva because there's nothing. There's no.
Yeah,
there's
so
no
what you say is, if we say that there is no direct halvoa, then on the way back we would say. Proper shlichus.
But then he never paid back his loan.
We don't have a loan from him.
No, we said the shliach really did borrow from
he
the malva.
He back to the loan.
Okay. We're not concerned about priyas balchayv mitzvah. We're concerned about ribis. As long as we deal with priyas balchayv mitzvah, I don't think that would really be an
okay
issue.
What? We assume they're all okay with the arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I think what you say makes a lot of sense, because if there is no direct halvoa, would there be a problem of shlichus at all? And l'chayre, we would say, it's not a dvar aveira, and therefore, the shlich isn't relevant.
So why don't just pay me out the other?
What?
So why don't just go so far as pay me out the other? Let him pay back the karen and the ribis miyadiyah.
So I think this would be dependent on the different interpretations that we have in Shittas Rashi. So let's first move ahead. So the Beseisev totally disagrees with the Shitta and very sharp, and the Beseisev says probably a Talmud Torah wrote it, it cannot be. And Letzad HaBeseisev, we find the Lavush, and the Lavush says, if it would be in my power, I would just omit it, I would erase it. So it is the Beis Yosef, the Lavush, the Taz, Sif Kot Nun Aleph, and the Gaon, and Sif Kot Lamed Hei, that all disagree with this psak. Loidom Elisham, Kemo Shekos Vatoises, Bekedishin Shalo Yachzorim, Farkos Voi, Beis Yosef, Lavush, Vataz, Shitoz Godel, Talmud Torah Kosvoy Avshadar Kamoshe V'Bach Meshach Kaimu Tos Gomahu. And that is very harsh language from the Gaon. So those are the ones that disagree. On the other hand, we find the Ramo, the Shach, in a Kodesh HaKesef, the Bach, Ma'arik, Sma B'Kuntas HaRibis, that agree with Shittas Rashi. So, as I said before, Nekudas HaKesef says, because Ein Shliach HaDvar Aveira is considered as if the Shliach is a loiva from the Malva, and he is the Malva to the loiva. Rav Mordechai Benet, Proshas Mordechai, asks, if that is the case, why would it be different than what we learned in Sif Yudalet Alvecho Almenas Shetiten Zuz Leplaini, which is Ribis Gemura? So here the Shaliach is as if he tells the loiva, Alvecha, Almenas Shetiten Zuz Leplaini, Afilo Moise Ploini, Ovid Kechovem, Avpishen Achayev Loi, that would be considered Rebis. And if we say that the loiva is actually, the Shaliach is actually a loiva and a malva, so how could he lend money to the loiva almenas sheyiten zuz leploini? Why would that not be considered ribis? There's a sefer on ribis from Maral Tzuntz, and he says alvecha almenas sheyiten zuz leploini is considered ribis only because the loiva, the borrower, he is the one that initiates almenas sheyiten zuz leploini, and that is the din of orev. When that recipient gets money, it is considered as if I got money. But in our case, the shliach has no interest. It is not he that initiates and says, Almenas shetiten zuz leploini. It is between the lender and the borrower, and he's just doing a technical shlichas, and therefore wouldn't be in any way similar to Alvecho Almenas shetiten zuz leploini. Chuvis chasam soifor. And the Chasam Sofer is in Chelek Vav Semen Chavav. And I think I quoted that very same Chasam Sofer, the very first shir I said in Hilchas Ribis, when we spoke about the essence of Ribis. If the Torah wouldn't ask a Ribis, what would be the din? Would it be a Chiyav or not? And the Chasam Sofer actually says, it is not as if the loiva, as if the shliach is a loiva in a malva. That is not real, because the shliach essentially is just doing a shlichas. He never intended to be a loiva, and he never intended to be a malva. It's not his money, and he's just doing a favor for two different parties. So the Chasam Sofer says, it is a gzeres akosuf, that technically the ribis must come yad loiva liyad malva. It is a technicality, and even though we would fundamentally say Masakov Bialma also, but it wouldn't be considered Ribis, because it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that Ribis must come Yad Loiva Liyad Malva. Many Achroim quote the Torah's Kohenim in Parshas Bar, Kaspacho Al Titein Beneshech, and it is like a Gzeres HaKosuv, Al Titein, Ribis is not prohibited unless it comes directly miyad loiva liyad malva. And if it's not directly, there would be no iser of ribis. However, if we say shlicha shalodam kamoisa, it would be considered miyad loiva liyad malva. And therefore, the heter of Rashi is not based on the assumption kiven she ein shliach hadvar aveira, it is as if there is no kesher between the malva and the loiva. Essentially, the shliach masakov bialma also. And there is no need for shlichas. If this wouldn't be a question of ribis, it's very clear that even if the shliach wouldn't be Jewish and it wouldn't be about shlichas, it still would be considered he is the malva and he is the loiva. And the middleman is just Masakov Bialma also. However, by Ribis, it is Exeris Akosov. That it needs to be Ribis Shabo, Miyad Loiva, Liyad Malva.
Let's say the Ramamish be a Kai.
What?
Let's say the Ramamish be a Kai. Harabi Mach.
Or let's say Hiniach Al Gabesela. Would that not be defined as Ribis? According to the Chasam Sofer, I think not. It would be a gewaltige chiddush. So the Chasam Sofer says it is only because shlicha shel adam kamoisoi that it would be considered an iser ribis, and therefore it is not defined at all as if the shliach is a loiva from the Malva and a Malva to the Loiva, and therefore it wouldn't be at all a question of Alvecho Almanashititin Mois Leploini. And we say Enshlechat Valaveda just to say that it isn't Bomi Ad Loiva Liad Malva. Do we have a Chulas Chasim Sofer here? So let's have a look at Chelek Vav. What I always wondered in this halacha, there's a very famous tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda. Last chelek, Choshe Mishpat. No, this is Ksav Sof. So the Chasam Sofer sides with the Shach and the Ramah and the Mishnah HaMelech. So this is a lengthy tshuva. And fundamentally he says, as I quoted, and he does not deal with the question of what would be the halacha if it would be a kaif. So according to the Chasam Sofer, it is not that the Shaliach has some standing bifnei atzmoi, and he is a loiva from one and a malva to the other, but rather a technicality. Kiven she'ein shliach ha'dvar avera, it is not direct a halvo shavo miyad loiva liyad malva. Maybe, and this is just I'm thinking, maybe if it would be hiniach al gabesela, would be defined as miyad loiva liyad malva, or even a kaf, but because after all, it's a human being in the middle, and he's a bardas, and he could decide it, does he want to transfer the money, does he not want to transfer the money, only that would be considered halvo she'enoi bo miyad loive liyad malva. But maybe the Chasam Sofer would agree, if there is no person in the middle, it is not like averes she'beinodem lomokoyim, it is not like exeres akosuv. But anyway, the Chasam Sofer obviously feels that we cannot make the Shaliach a loiva or a malva when that was never his intention. It has nothing to do with him. So that is the interpretation of the Chasam Sofer. So I started saying there's a famous shuv in the Noida B'Yehuda. And this is one of the big famous controversies between the Noida B'Yehuda and some of the Gedolim B'nei Doiroi. Masa Shehoyu, person gave a get, Bal Karcho Shel Ishtoi, And it is Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom that you can't impose a get on a woman. The more famous Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom is Noisa Ishu al Ishtoi, you can have two wives, but the other Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom is you cannot be Megarasha Ishu Baal Karcha. And some poskim deal, so which of the two is the harsher one? What would be better, to marry another woman al Ishtoi or maybe to give a get Baal Karcha? So, two gedolim have gewaldige chedushim in Megarash Ishtoi Baal Korcha. The Chasam Sofer goes to the greatest extreme, and the Chasam Sofer says, La'acha cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, ha-Megarash Ishtoi Baal Korcha, afilu b'diyeved, ein ha-get. And the get is bottle men ha-toira. Why is that? Because the Baal HaMoah says that the toikef of every get is nichtav medasa mischayev. But a get is not nichtav medasa mischayev. So if a husband has a right to be Megarash Ishtoi Baal Korcha, it is as if it is Medato. But after Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, that he doesn't have the privilege to be Megarash Ishtoi Baal Korcha, then the get is a get possible Meikar Adin, because it's not Medasa Mischayim. Very far-fetched. But the Noi de Behuda speaks about a case, a person sent a shliach and he gave a get Baal Korcha. Noi de Behuda says, Ein shliach la Dvar Aveira, and that is the Dvar Aveira because he's over Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So they get this bottle because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And the major vikuach between the Noi de Behuda and Rabbi Yitzchak al-Hamburger, Rabbi Yitzchak al-Levi Horowitz, who was a mechotel of the Noi de Behuda and one of the Gaonim of that era, when we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, is the maisa bottle or the maisa kayim, it is just that the aveira is not transferable. Would we say the get is valid because a person could give a get alidei shaliach? One of the three basic sources of shlichus is gerushin. We learn shlichus from gerushin. Ein shlichus b'al aveira means that the aveira is upon the head of the shaliach and the aveira is not transferred to the mishaliach, but the get is a valid get. The Noi de Behuda says no. Ein shlichus b'al aveira totally invalidates the shlichus. And it is as if there was no shlichus. He did nothing, and therefore they get his bottle. So Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, the Bar Plukta, so Chelek Erev Chus Noi de Behuda Eben Ezer, Ayin Hay, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin. Ayin Hay is the Noi de Behuda Shuva, Ayin Vav is the Shuva of his Bar Plukta, Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, Ayin Zayin is the Noi de Behuda Oymed Al Da'atoy, and he is Doicha all the Rayas. Does that have anything to do with our sugya? So when we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and therefore it is not considered as if the malva lent money to the leiva. There's a man in the middle. So would we just say he isn't over on the iser of giving ribis, but on the way back, then would be an Isser. So does our question, Rashi and those that disagree with us, have anything to do with the Noi de Behuda? Because according to the Noi de Behuda, the Malva wouldn't be over an Isser of Ribis, but he is the Malva, and the honor was a Loiva. So when he pays back the Ribis, and when he pays back the Ribis, not Alidei Shliach, but rather Alidei Atzmoi, then he is the loiva of the malva. So when the malva gave that loan, we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and he wasn't over on giving a loan sheyesh b'ribis. But after all, he is the lender, and the recipient of that money is the borrower, and when he pays back the ribis, if he doesn't pay alidei shliach, then they both would be over on the iser of ribis. So when the Ramo writes this din in Sif Tezayin, he writes, Ein Sheikh Darveira, Chain Ikara, Makal Mokam, Emaloiva Kibel Hamois Ba'atzma, Menamal Barakshe Sholeach or Erebis, that would be an Issa Gomer. And what is the din? He got the Alvo Ali De Shliach, but he pays it back directly. The Chayr of that would be Mutar. Even though the Ramo writes, Mutali Yesu Loimel Chaveri Yesu Alech Vahalva Mos Ploini, mutalosas achakach haribis lushliach lahaviloi. That is probably a revusa, even though he's using the same shaliach, afal piken would be mutar. But it's also mutar if he pays directly. There would be no isser, no reason to say that that would be usser. And I think that is what all the achrayim write about this. But according to what I just mentioned now, according, if we would disagree with the Noi de Biyuda, and it is actually two terutzim, and Toises Bo Metzi Yud Omed Beis, is the entire Shlichas bottle, or the Shlichas is Kayim, it is just that the Aveira is not transferred, two terutzim and Toises, regarding Koyin Shomali Yisor Kadosh Li'ishi Grusho. So, in that case, if he pays the ribis directly, maybe it would be an iser ribis. Because when we say that it's not ribis osam yad loyveli yad malva, shlicha shalodim kamoisa regarding dine malva veloyva, ain shlicha shalodim kamoisa regarding iser ribis. So maybe in that case, if he pays the ribis directly, it would be an iser. So that is a different machlokes regarding the concept of shlichoi shel odom kemoisoi. So regarding the machlokes, there are two different interpretations in the heter of Rashi. The Kulas HaKesef and Mishnah HaMelech say it is as if the shliach, he is the loiver from the malva and he is the malva to the loiver. And then the question would be, why would it be different than Alvech or Almanasha Titin Zuz Leploini? And that is the Kash of Ramon Chabinet. And we discussed the Teretz of Maral Tzuntz. No. The reason that would be an Isser is just because the money you're giving to Ploini to fulfill my Bakosha, it is as if I received that money. And that is Din Orev. But in our case, it's between you and him. I have no request that you give the money to anyone, and therefore it would be no Isser. According to the Chasam Sofer, it is not as if the Shliach is the Loiva and the Malva. The Chasam Sofer is somewhat more realistic. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that there is no Isser, only if the Halvoa is directly between Malva and Loiva. So the Svara HaMukubeles is that in Din Ribis and in Dine Halvoa, there's no real need for Shlichus. And the Shlichus always Masakov B'Alma, because we're dealing with money. And in monetary issues, it is all about the essential truth. Whose money is it? And who is the one that's giving away his money to make a profit? So according to the Chasam Sofer, no. Ribis shebo miyad loyve liyad malva is a technicality. And it really is a gevaldig chiddush. Even though it is between a loyve and a malva, but if there's a man in the middle, then that would not be defined as an iser. But the Chasam Sofer doesn't fit in with the fundamental halachas that we learn in Shulchan Aruch from Sif Yud Gimel up to Sif Tazayin, which brings us back to Sifi and Gumel. Mutaloim al Chaveira Herach Zuz, Valva Soradin Rim Liploini, who shall loy yachza be a kenoim aloy, Viva Gamla Yoimer aloy, Viva Malva, Ploini Yitin Bishvili. So, Oseloim al Alvecho, Al Menashetin Ziz Liploini, this is what we quoted before. Yeshoyim Shose Loim Aloy and Moyle Ploini Sheet Lahu Dalad Dinvim Va'alva Lahor Mois. So these halachas seem to indicate that Ribis She'enabu Miad Leoveli Ad Malv is really when there is no direct kesher between the person asking for the loan and the person that's going to be paying the Ribis. And that is Loke Divrei Chasam Sofer. According to the Chasam Sofer, it is clear who the Loiv is and who the Malv is, but if there's someone in the middle, there would be no Isser of Ribis. And that is the understanding of the Chasam Sofer. We did not say that the Shliach is a Loiva. He is neither a Loiva nor a Malva. And after Piken, there is no Isser Ribis because the Ribis didn't come directly from the Loiva to the Malva. So these are two fundamentally different understandings in Shittas Rashi.
Over here, the Halvo was from the Malva to the Loiva.
Yeah.
So it's just that the Ribis, the Ramah himself is mechal between if the halva is from the malva to the leiva, and then if you would send the ribbis, then you would have a problem. Even al yedei shliach, then you would have a problem.
Yeah.
So that's why in all these sifim, the halva is miyad leiva the malva, so we have to make sure that the ribbis doesn't go to the malva and go somewhere else.
Because the etzem halva is between the leiva and the malva. That's how they answer.
That's how some answer, not really.
That's why if you can give it on pirchon, so Sefer is starting with the fact that the Malva Leuven had no direct connection, even though with Mahus, the money was going to the Malva Leuven. So
yes.
It was the middleman with the Halva.
And why would that be different?
That's the Xer Sakos of the Chassam Sefer, that when there's a Halva, that's not between the Malva and the Leuven.
So why would it make a difference if the Malva and the Leuven spoke to each other, and he said he's going to be sending money with the Shlich, and that would be also? So why would it be different? After all, there's a man in the middle. So Mabekach, that we spoke about the transaction, and there was a direct contact between Malva and Leiva. Why would that make a difference? But the Halva wasn't given directly.
Halva was given directly.
Just because
it's
not the Halva.
That's not the
Halva.
Which is why the Ramah says you can't get the ribbis direct.
Would it be would it be mutter for a loiva to ask a halva from the malva, and there's a direct contact between loiva and malva, and the loiva tells the malva, send the ribbis with Pliny? Would that be mutter according to Rashi?
Yes,
it
almost
what?
It
almost with
not. The Ramah says not. So I ask, why not? According to some sefer, why not? Why not?
The
halva
wasn't
miyad loiv
in the
malva.
The
halva wasn't miyad loiv in the malva. The halva was with the shliach in the middle.
Sending money out of the shliach, not ribbis. That's a halva.
Yes,
and that you could do. That's why you can do that.
What does it mean to speak to the malva? Tell
right, nothing. To speak to the malva.
They prearranged them, and then there's a shliach. So if you send it, it's not mother. If he sends it, it's not mother.
No, Banish, where does the Ramah say that also? Im aloiva kibel mois ba'atzmoi min amalve, lach sholech lo eribis also. Av nam shliach amalve hilve lo loiva beribis. I think the seifa of the Ramah, av nam shliach amalve hilve lo loiva beribis. Vos ishtar al shem amalve, av keilu hilve lo yamalve atzmoi. ועושה אפילו עושה שליח ולא ידעס משלחוי נשתר עובד לעיקר הלבוע והוא נכתב על שם המלווה.
That makes it from the malva. The star makes it from the malva.
Why would that be? According to the Chassam Sofer, that there is no Issa Ribis only if the transfer was directly. Why would that be also? And what would be the din? No shtar. But the loiva asked the malva for a loan. And they made up between them that he's going to send the loan al yedei Pliny.
Where's the whole part of Shiba? Where's the whole part of Shiba? It's all talking together.
I think that Ramah is a revusa. Im shaliach hamalva there was no direct contact between the loiva and malva. The loiva made a shliach, or the malva made a shliach, but there was no direct contact. A shtar is as if ties them together. The way I understand it, kal v'chomer, if the loiva asked for a loan directly from the malva, it would be also. So, according to the Mishnah Melech and the Shach, we understand that because he's the Loiva and he's the Malva. And in that case, we definitely would say that the Shliach is Masakov Bial Ma'aso. So it is only if there was no direct contact between Loiva and Malva sending a Shliach, but maybe I'm not right. Maybe it is Dafke the Shtar. So I don't know whether the Sefer. So the Ramah writes, Ashtar Ovid Le Ikar Halvor. The Sefer is not Rashi, not one of the Mordechai. The Sefer is the Tshuvas Ma'arik, and we need to examine Tshuvas Ma'arik. So, the two different signoinis in explaining Shittas Rashi is, number one, Kivin She'ein Shliach Radvar Avera, it is as if the Shliach is the loiver from one and the Malva to another, and that is why some Achrayim say it wouldn't be different than the din of Alvechol Menashe Titin Laplaini, and we already said why that is not a real kasha. According to the Sam Sofer, no. It is clear who is the Malva and who is the Loiva, and that depends whose money is it. Who is the one making the profit and who is the one giving his money? Elashik Zeres Akosev, that there is no Issa in Ribis, only if it is direct. And this Zeres Akosev goes against the fundamental logic of monetary issues, in which it is all about whose is the money and who is the one making the profit. If we would say Shlichus Shel Odom Kamoisei, would be defined as Buliad Miad Loivi Liad Malva, or and because there is no Shlichus, then there's a man in the middle, and in that case, there would be no Issa. And if the Loiv is not defined, neither is a Loiv or a Malva, it has nothing to do with Alvecho, Almenas, Shititen, Sus, Leploini. Halach Lamaisa, as we mentioned at the beginning of this year, Megadoyla Poiskim that totally reject this Shitta, and there are Gedoyla Poiskim that embrace this Shitta entirely, and it's a Machloikas Shach and Taz, Shnei Amudei HaTavach in Yerudea. As I quoted before, the Sam Sofer agrees with the Shach, agrees with the Ramo, the Bes Yosef is adamantly against it, and the Ravush, and they use an harsh expression, Talmud Toya Kosaf. So in the car on the way here with my two Chashev Talmidim, we discussed when Gedolim write Talmud Toya Kosov, do they actually mean the Talmud Toya Kosov, or is it just a more polite way of saying, you know, you're saying something which is outrageous? So we discussed Rav Moshe in various different shuvas, when he goes against someone that you're really afraid to start up with, you always prefer to say, you know, I'm not starting up with the Marit, I think it's not the Marit, somebody else wrote it. So, which is a very good question. I don't really know. Do we really mean to say that it's a Talmud Toya? And I think recently we had a few cases like this. So I remember at least two Chuvas in a Moshav. One is regarding a very famous Marit regarding terminating pregnancies, a Chuva and Marit, and the Moshe says, it's not the Marit, and he says, Chuva's Marit, there is no signature, which is a very amusing argument. It's printed in the Marit for 500 years, but it's not signed. It's like, you got a check, it's not signed, isn't worth anything, but it's in Chuva's Marit. And then there's another famous Sam Sofer, that Sam Sofer writes that, Ikar Tfinas HaTzibur is Chazoros HaShatz. And Rav Moshe says, does it make sense? Befrat bizmanenu chazoros hashatz is just a minig bialma. And Rav Moshe there once again writes, it's a Talmud Toya, and I think it's more than twice in Tshuvas Igros Moshe, which I don't remember. So the Bes Yosef and the Ravush are both so opposed to this psak, and their fundamental argument, besides the kashas that they ask, which are numerous, but in Mominus, it's all about whose is the money and who's the one making the profit and what does it have to do with shlichas? There is no need for shlichas, neither in Dina Malva Valoiva nor in Dina Yeribis, and therefore they totally disagree with this psak. But as I said, the Ramo and many other great poskim l'derezem embrace this psak. And this psak was extensively used in the later period, in the last 200 years, when Gedolim dealt with taking loans from banks. When the shareholders are Jewish, or even a private bank that belongs to Jews, would that be considered ribis al yedei shliach? So maybe we'll have at some stage a separate shiur about questions taking loans from public companies or from banks, and we will discuss the Maram Shik and the Sholem Eshev, who have a disagreement. Some say it's worse than Ribis Alidei Shliach, and even those that are Mati Ribis Alidei Shliach would agree Leisura, and others say it's better than Ribis Alidei Shliach, and even those that Aser Ribis Alidei Shliach would agree that this would be Muta, and it's a Machlokes Menakotza Alakotza. But the concept of Ribis Alidei Shliach is a very relevant Shaila when we're dealing with financial bodies and financial institutions that are giving Ribis loans, so there is no direct contact between those that owe the money and those that are actually giving the loans and collecting the Ribis, and that is one of the Yesaidis in which Gedolim in the last 200 years dealt with regarding Ribis from banks. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was very machmir, and the Shulchan Aruch was meikel, so we'll have a greater discussion about that. And so
that's true, not just by borrowing, that's just sending the money.
What?
That's true, not just by